You and I do not have to be victims of our thoughts, powerless to control them. We can combat untrue thoughts with the Word of God.
You're listening to Your Moment of Hope. Here's your host, Billy Peterson.
It is a win that you're here today, pouring more hope and encouragement and truth into your life. And I am jacked up about today's episode because you and I are going to talk about how we can overcome the lies in the enemy. The battlefield of the minds is huge. There's some things that God gives you and I to help us live in victory. Let's jump in. When you've believed something for so long, it can be hard to think differently. Maybe you've believed that you are not good enough, smart enough, lovable enough. Maybe you've even believed you're not worthy. My friend, I understand how negative thoughts like that can take root in your mind. They take root in my mind. But God gives you and I the tools to fight the lies in our head with truth. The more you and I draw near to Him in prayer, and the more you and I fill our minds with His Word, the more we can quickly recognize and identify the difference between the enemy's voice and God's voice. The enemy speaks to you with fear and worry, but God speaks with assurance and hope. You and I do not have to be victims of our thoughts, powerless to control them. We can combat untrue thoughts with the Word of God. In His strength, you're equipped to demolish and take captive every lie that stands in opposition to God's truth. Next time on the Your Moment of Hope podcast, the purpose, the calling that God has for your life, for my life, it is to be lived out right now. Not when you get to some destination, not when you get married, not when you finish college or something like that. It is to be fulfilled right now. We'll explore that deeper in the next episode. For now, continue to walk forward in faith, my friend.
Thanks for being here for this episode of the Your Moment of Hope podcast. If you want to go deeper in your walk with God, make sure to check out past episodes at theq997.com, the Q997 app, Apple Podcasts, or on Spotify. Once again, thank you for your presence here today. We'll see you next time.